The first reading for the Wednesday of Akuli is from the book of the Exodus, the 20th chapter. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die." And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin." So the people stood afar off. But Moses drew near to the darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'You have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me. Gods of silver or gods of gold you shall not make for yourselves. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. O Lord, have mercy upon us." The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother.' And, 'He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother.' Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, 'Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man.' Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are the blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch.' Then Peter answered and said to him, 'Explain this parable to us.' So Jesus said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. O Lord, have mercy upon us." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A hypocrite is an actor, according to the word's ancient roots. A hypocrite is the one who stands upon the stage wearing the skin of another, while a different sort of person sweats within. A hypocrite is one who wears a false face and who presents a false persona. A hypocrite is a pretender. The problem is not that the Pharisees stand upon life's stage. It is God who puts all people on that stage and who gives them their roles. It would be wrong to hate the spotlight entirely, but you are to be content with your role, play your part to the best of your ability to do so, and learn your lines as God has written them for you. You are an actor in the production, not the word of the writer nor the producer. Neither are you the star, as greatly as every man wants to be at some point in life or another. No, the problem is that the Pharisee plays a different part than what was given to them. They improvise during the performance. They add to or they rewrite the lines, and it really does throw the whole production off. They attempt to make more of themselves than what has been given to them. They wear a foreign face. They don an unfamiliar and unapproved skin. They present a false persona in contrast to that true and noble persona written for them by the Word. They try to steal the show, not from their fellows, but from him who orchestrated it. But there is also another understanding of hypocrite. In the minds of the Greek philosophers who used the word, hypocrite was also an interpreter, the relay or dissemination of information from one source to another. The teachers of the law certainly play a false part upon the stage, but they also translate and relate the word of God poorly, in word and deed, as false and lazy interpreters. The Lord has given his words, and with them he has given this strict command: You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Poor interpreters have put on the faces of the hypocrites and have taught the rules of man's invention as equal to the words of the Lord. It has been to the detriment of God's word, but particularly to the faith of the people that would cling to such words. There is no place with God for the pretenders. God is truth, and only truth can dwell with him. God is pure, and only the pure may dwell with him. Clean hands do not make one clean. Concentrating on clean hands, especially upon the clean hands of others, does not make one clean. That only makes one a hypocrite. God does the washing. He will wash the hands. He will wash the feet. He will wash the heart. There is no need to pretend with him. Simply play the part, play it well, and love the playing. Give glory to God in living by and loving him. If he says to love and honor your parents, so do. It really is as simple as that. And therein is perhaps the deeper problem with the Pharisees, not so much that they are now hypocrites, but in how they got there. To become a hypocrite, an actor, a pretender, a poor interpreter, one must try to be more religious than God. One must say, if God has said, do this, live thusly, I should also then add such and such holiness to it. But man cannot add to the holiness of God. In the attempt to add, he can only subtract, not from God, mind you, but from himself and from his own potential. Such a thing is a change to the script. It may start small, and it may even be well-intended, and even, perhaps, motivated by love. But it is an addition, an interpretation coming not from the source. It is opinion, which only serves to put the self on the same level as God. What follows is teaching as doctrines of God the traditions of men. Jesus will take care of you. Just be yourself, your poor, miserable, wretched little selves. He will dress you up like a dandy on the stage in a way that highlights all the good that you can be in him without the hypocrisy of the tacky costume of what you try to be on your own. Leave it to him. Listen to the words of God. Be them. Do them. Love them. And your hands will indeed be washed, not as the hands of the body, but those of the mind and heart, that the word of God may be perfected within you. Then you are clean indeed. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.